St. Joe's Q Country 92.7 Late Afternoons with Travis Dodge. I am very excited. I hope you can hear it in my voice because super excited. Charlie Daniels joins us over the phone this afternoon. Charlie, how are you?
I'm fine, Travis. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for joining the show this afternoon. Of course, Charlie Daniels and Kelsey Ballerini going to be at Trails West Saturday, August 22nd in downtown St. Joe. Find out more about the show at myqcountry.com. Now, speaking of shows, Charlie, you've for several years now, in fact, this is the 40th year for the Volunteer Jam. How did this all get started?
Travis, it started as a live recording session. We were doing an album back in 1970. Called Fire on the Mountain, and we had done all the studio recording. We wanted to do two live cuts, Orange Blossom Special and a tune that I wrote called No Place to Go. So we scheduled a small hall in Nashville, a 2,200-seater called the Ward Moore Auditorium, and scheduled a show there, called it Volunteer Jam because of the volunteer state of Tennessee. I kind of casually invited some friends of mine to come and sit in with us after we got through recording that night. And that first year, Dickie Best, me, Allman Brothers Band, and a couple of the Marshall Tucker guys came by. And I didn't even tell anybody they were there. They were surprise guests, and both bands were hot as a firecracker in Nashville at that time. It just kind of took on life its own. It just, we moved it out of a 2,200-seat venue the first year. The second year, we had a 13,000-seat venue. It just grew into something that none of us ever expected to do. So here we are 40 years after the fact.
Wow. And like we were saying, 40 years, a lot of work has gone into it. A lot of things have had to go right to keep an event like this going on for this long. What would you attribute that to?
The show just kind of took on a life of its own. For one thing, it's had a movie made. There's been several television shows. It's been broadcast around the world on the Voice of America. It's had a lot of notoriety, and it's a show that, you know, people, we've had a lot of people from a lot of even foreign countries come to. So it's a show that everybody's aware of, and one of the things that I think people kind of put on their bucket list that they'd like to do. And so it's just a thing that is a tradition, basically, that just kind of keeps carrying on. Just a blessing of God.
We've got more with Charlie coming up here on Q Country 92.7.